What's going on? I can't travel to Durban, and I really need to see the team. Our telephone bill is through the roof, our server crashed, and we've lost all our files.
Are you getting frustrated with problems in your business? Win at work and calm the chaos with Vox's intelligent business solutions. Work smarter, not harder, and connect your business to the world from 899 Rand. T's and C's apply. Visit vox.co.za for more information.
Are you tired of selling your kidney for a laptop? You need to take notes in your family WhatsApp group without your boss thinking you're not working? Tired of explaining something when you could just draw it and share it? How about that backend? Is it heavy laptop related? Let the Mesa Fundi come to your rescue. Hashtag freedom with Fundi. Attach Microsoft Office for the ultimate experience. Make the shift and upgrade to the Mesa Fundi with Windows 10 Professional. The Mesa Fundi, flexibility reimagined. Available online and in store at all leading retailers. Mesa recommends Windows 10 Professional.
I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is Tech Central. I'm joined on a call now by Alton Bierkus, CEO of Telkom's wholesale division OpenServe, to chat about a really interesting announcement from the company earlier this week that it is introducing a new wholesale product for ISPs that will mean consumers can directly obtain a broadband service from the ISP and will no longer be required to buy a copper line from Telkom's retail division. The new products are called OpenServe Pure Connect. It sounds awfully like a move in the direction of local loop unbundling, but the company insists this is not LLU. So I'm pleased to welcome Alton to the podcast now to explain in some detail exactly what all this means. Alton, it's good to chat to you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Duncan.
So why has Telkom done this, first of all, and what does it mean in practice?
Well, firstly, I think the last few weeks has been quite interesting. In fact, that you and I are having this call is testament to that, because quite frankly, we can't see each other face to face right now, unless, of course, we're doing some sort of video conferencing. But really, it's become the order of the day in the last few weeks that we need reliable broadband connectivity, and not just reliable, but also affordable. Mm-hmm. And hence, we have seen this as an opportunity, and we've been challenged by government to really relook at what we can do as a business to assist the country in affordable connectivity. And hence, we decided to introduce this product, which is a very simple value proposition. It is effectively a broadband copper service. Mm-hmm. It's a data-only service. Effectively, we decouple the voice from the broadband service the way we used to sell it with line rental.
Yes.
So obviously, we sell this via our ISP partners and our consumers, and I'm very confident that our ISP partners will put very competitive value propositions in the market. Because we've actually put a very good product and pricing associated with this product to the ISPs, and obviously the consumers will now be in a position to buy directly from any ISP. We will bundle this access with the internet value proposition.
All right. So this is for the copper ADSL network. This doesn't apply to fiber. This is purely a copper proposition.
Absolutely. So we have. In fact, if you remember a few weeks ago, towards the end of March, we introduced Broadband Connect, which is, again, it was simplification of our existing fiber value proposition as well as the DSL value proposition.
Yeah.
We effectively removed the whole confusion around IPC, and now we sell a very simple value proposition, which is a access product on fiber. And now we have complemented that value proposition with a copper-based broadband access-only product.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what this in effect means then, if I'm understanding you correctly, is that consumers no longer need to buy a voice service from Telkom to be able to use the copper broadband network. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely correct.
And
simplifies the value proposition quite significantly.
Okay. Now, this is what I think has been described in the market for many years as naked ADSL. And I think consumers have been arguing for a long time, or some consumers have been arguing for a long time, that they don't need a telecom voice service, that they'd rather just have the broadband service. So is this, am I describing it correctly? Is this a naked ADSL proposition? And if so, why has Telkom taken so long to introduce it?
I mean, I guess you can say it's long overdue. Yes, you can technically say this is how it is described historically as naked ADSL.
Mm-hmm.
I think the circumstances was just right now, and certainly when we looked at what we can do as a business, we just saw the opportunity to do it now.
Mm.
And yes, you can argue it's probably long overdue, but at the same time, it is, I think we have seen in the last few years that there is still a demand for our copper broadband services.
Mm-hmm.
And hence we have now simplified the value proposition because we believe it is a very cost effective and a reliable way to connect our consumers.
Yeah. Okay, so what does this mean for the longevity of Telkom's copper network? Because I know that Telkom announced, I think it was sometime during the second half of last year. You can correct me if I've got the timing wrong there, but Telkom announced that that DSL, in fact, its copper access network is on the way out. There's going to be a phased reduction in the amount of copper services available, with a view eventually to terminating the copper network in favor of more modern technologies like fiber and mm-hmm. and fixed wireless 4G LTE, and I presume in the future 5G as well. Is this move by OpenServe going to prolong the life of your copper network?
No, so that strategy is absolutely still on track. We still have a very aggressive strategy around our transformation of our network. So clearly we have a core strategy around fiber.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually complementing that strategy. So we still have some good copper. So obviously where it is not economically viable for us to provide broadband services of copper, we will not offer it. So the footprint is really based on where we can support reliable copper services and broadband services on top of that.
Mm.
So, I mean, just to add to that, when you look at Telkom's network, you must always understand that, you know, we've got a very pervasive network, nationally with a fiber penetration that goes fairly deep into our network. So we've got many instances in our fiber solution, DSL solution, where DSL is actually hanging off fiber to the curb.
Right.
Or VDSL is hanging off fiber to the curb. So it's still rolling out fiber. For example, if to give you just a sense of how we approach our fiber, our copper decommission, if we have the incident, if we have a failure on our copper network, the first assessment is can we replace it with fiber?
Mm-hmm.
And if we cannot replace it with fiber and still not economically, then of course we make another few decisions around whether it's worthwhile to replace the copper, or whether we look at any other wireless technologies in that particular instance.
Mm.
So so the strategy is absolutely still on track in terms of our fiber rollout. And this is focusing really on areas where, say, we have still very reliable and good copper.
Mm. Okay. Mm. So you mentioned areas where copper isn't economically or financially feasible for Telkom to continue to maintain. Where are those areas typically? Are we talking more outlying areas, or does it include the big metros?
It's a little bit everywhere, Duncan. I mean, our copper network obviously are challenged with various issues,
mm-hmm.
from just basically wear and tear, you know, due to, you know, just the longevity and the time, you know, how long the copper's been on the ground.
Mm.
And then, of course, there is situations of theft and just simple vandalism. So those are, depending on where you are in the country, it's a combination of those.
Yeah.
So clearly we have areas where we replace the copper and, you know, the following week it's gone again. So those are examples, for example, mostly in our metros that we find those sort of challenges. And hence, in those particular cases, it will be, let's see, we can replace it with fiber and offer, obviously, then, of course, a more sustainable solution.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, when you look at our copper network, as I said, especially when we talk to good copper, I mean, we use typically copper link as a guide. So we usually have good copper within about 2 kilometers, two to three and a half kilometers.
Yeah.
That is very easy to support. So that kind of a range. The moment you go between 3.5 and 10 kilometers, that is when you start having challenges, firstly with broadband, to give quality broadband services.
Yeah.
So those are a good example where we will reduce the copper length with fiber to the curb to improve the quality of the copper.
Right.
Or we will, as I said, we'll make a call where it's even worthwhile for us to actually replace it and look at alternative wireless technologies.
Okay. Where you have put fiber to the home infrastructure in, does it typically overlay where copper is or used to be?
Yes, in some cases, and there is a very clear strategy. In that particular circumstances, we will remove the copper.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so that will be a fiber to the home, you know, as far as possible. Once we go down the fiber route, eventually to the end customer, we will remove the copper access.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And that's typically the copper decommission strategy that is commonly known in the market.
Sure. So with the introduction of OpenServe Pure Connect, now this is a wholesale product to ISPs. It's not something that consumers need to worry themselves with, but the wholesale offering to ISPs will change the service offerings that are available to end users through those ISPs. What should consumers know about these changes? I mean, if I'm happy with my DSL line and my telecom phone line at home, a voice line at home, I presume I don't need to do anything. But if I decide that, hey, this makes a lot of sense and I actually only have ever really needed a data-only DSL product, then I presume you have a conversation with your ISP and tell them that you want to move on to this new plan?
That's absolutely correct. And the mere fact that we've introduced this product, all ISPs, including Telkom, will have to review the current value propositions in the market because this is a very attractive offering with a strong broadband value proposition. So I would suggest all customers, if they're in a copper area, they're thinking about affordable fixed broadband access and there's not currently fiber in that area, that this is a good alternative.
Yeah, yeah. Can you expect your price as a retail consumer to fall as much as you were paying for your line rental from Telkom? Or is it not that clear cut?
It's not that clear cut. It's very competitive to fixed broadband products in the market. So you expect to pay typically less than you would pay for a fiber value proposition. That's certainly clear. Or similar when the speeds are similar.
Yes.
Potentially.
Yes.
Because I mean, just on that particular point, we do seeing similar usage trends on our higher end, our 10 and 20 meg and even 40 meg, DSL services relative to our FTTH, very similar usage trends.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Mm. But you're not rolling out any more ADSL, right? You've got existing copper infrastructure, but you're not looking at the sort of next generation of VDSL. I'm not even sure what that's called. Copper's not an area where you guys are investing anymore.
Absolutely. That's absolutely on the number. We have existing copper infrastructure. And as I said, where there's good copper quality and we can provide a broadband service and we have made that footprint available. Mm. To the ISPs, and I said it's a fairly pervasive infrastructure. So we've got significant capacity on our network to handle that.
Okay. Before I let you go, we're in the middle of lockdown, moving to stage 4 officially from tomorrow, the 1st of May. But telecommunications operators have been designated throughout this as essential services. Has the OpenServe team been running at full capacity? Have you been able to have your technicians out in the field repairing faults and perhaps more importantly, out in the field deploying new infrastructure?
So yes, we've been fully operational, certainly from an OpenServe perspective. Our technicians, the only difference is we dispatch our technicians from home, and obviously we're following the necessary precautionary measures in terms of PPE. So depending, of course, in the environments they work and et cetera. So that is typically the new operating model. But in terms of assurance and installations, that has been business as normal. Mm-hmm. is the only challenge that we had in some cases where a customer has request for a broadband service. In some cases, the cities come back after the lockdown. But beyond that, as a rule, that was more the exception. Yeah. But as a rule, most of our installations happened as the normal because obviously, you know, being connected is quite key during lockdown. Mm. And yes, so we've had a very, very productive few weeks from a telecom perspective.
All right. Alton Bierkes is CEO of OpenServe. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central today.
Thank you, Duncan. Appreciate it.